So could you tell me a little bit about this this project and how it came about?
Mm-hmm. This is excellent news, and it's a long ongoing project because the Renfrew Victoria Hospital was identified over 20 years ago as needing to provide those services in French to the Francophone community. And the Réseau has been working with them for a long time over those years. But in the recent past, there's really been a commitment from the hospital to really move this forward and be able to provide patient quality patient-centered care to their Francophones. So we have worked with them more intensively in the last couple of years. So what does designation entail? It entails making sure that you have the human resources that can provide the services, but it also means that you need to look at your organizational practices to make sure that you can deliver active offer and make sure that your practices are conducive so that this offer will be there, not only, you know, sporadically, but it will be there on a permanent basis.
And I understand this is just a sort of a partial condition. So can you explain what services specifically will be offered and
yes.
Where?
Yes. So it's a partial designation, and it's in their satellite office in Pembroke. And the two services are hemodialysis and nephrology services being one. And the other one is addiction services. And if you allow me, I'd like to take a few minutes to speak to why those two are particularly important. So it's Renfrew, but it's in Pembroke because it's the region of Pembroke that's designated. So that's the first thing. But why hemodialysis and nephrology is important, you know that those patients have to go into the hospital 2-3 times a week, spend numerous hours there to receive their services. So when Francophones are sick, it's very challenging for them to access their second language and to speak in English. So to be able to have that type of service that is so recurring on an ongoing basis in their mother tongue is really reassuring for those patients. And in terms of addiction services, obviously most of the treatment is done through communication, language. So it's very important for a Francophone to be able to have access to their services in the language in which they're most comfortable.
And so you have these two designated, but as far as any future services or other things you're looking at down the road as far as adding?
Yes. One of the services that we're looking at adding is their sexual abuse program. And that's the key one.
And could you describe, I guess, the process that goes on here? Like you were saying earlier, it's not just a matter of making sure you have a few nurses that can speak French. It's also sort of a little more systemic as well. Could you explain what exactly are the conditions that you guys have to meet?
Yeah. So currently there are 34 requirements that they need to meet.
Jeez.
Yes, some are policy based, so making sure that there's representation on their board of governors so that the Francophone perspective is taken into consideration. Many are related to human resources, so recruitment and assigning specific positions, you know, to be designated to be Francophone. Some have to do with communication so that patients are able to receive their information in French and signage and those types of elements. So it is a significant process, but what it enables is to make sure that once, so in terms of process also, sorry, I'm sort of changing cap here, but it also ensures that over time the services will still be available. So the organization did all that work. It was evaluated by the Réseau. It was sent to the Ministry of Ministry of Health, and then it goes to the Ministry of Francophone Affairs for final seal of approval and official designation. And once you're designated, you know, you're recognized as being fully able to deliver those services on a permanent basis.
And so Jess said that was pretty thorough. I want to thank you for your time, but I'll give you the last word if you have anything else there to say as far as the Francophone residents of Renfrew County there.
Mm-hmm. Well, just clarify that. So this is for the Pembroke area,
yep.
Right? So very happy. It is the first healthcare designation in that county. So I really want to say a kudos to the Renfrew Victoria Hospital, the team there that really is committed to providing quality patient care and patient-centered care, and realizing that for Francophone that means in French, in the language in which they're comfortable. And obviously there's a lot of other services in Pembroke that our Francophones need to have in French, and we are committed and we will continue to work with our other key partner, which is the Pembroke Hospital, and hopefully they can move along towards their designation as well.